The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Not so easy, is it? Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still on her trip up to Reno. She says the shopping's very good there, which brings terror to my heart. Good morning, the 5th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alec, our newest producer, is at the board.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's National Be Late for Something Day. So
you were late with turning on the
You're there. Yeah.
Okay, buddy. National Be Late for Something Day. I'm here. Okay. No, I mean, I'm here. I'm with it. I'm down with that. All right. Hey, the weather. Can you all print this any smaller? Okay. I'm just wondering if you can, because if you could, then I could just totally not be able to read it. Today, a sunny with a high near 93 and a low around 64. Now, Saturday, around 90. Sunday, going down to 87. Monday, 82, and with a chance of showers Monday night. Tuesday, a chance of showers, and with a high near 79. So, it starts going, it goes, well gosh, it hangs there and until in the low 80s all the way through next Thursday with chances of showers from Monday on. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family owned business, 30 years in the business, provide outstanding service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach me at 530-365-3793. And in the background, if it's Friday and it's in the morning, it's got to be Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Christina. And who you got here? Panda.
I have Panda. I feel like I don't even need to be here because I think he'll tell you all about himself.
Oh, my gosh.
He has been in the background. He's a very vocal boy. If you see Panda, you'll know why he has his name.
He's black and white.
He is black and
white. He looks like a panda. He looks like a panda.
He does. He has like the little black mask over his eyes. He's really cute. Panda is a pit mix. He's about 4.5 years old. He did come into us as a stray, so we don't know much about his history. But he's been here at Haven for about 140 days.
Wow.
So we have learned quite a bit about him as we've had him. And we've learned that Panda is very exuberant. He's very friendly. He has a very much a goofy streak, especially when he's playing with toys. He likes to pounce on them and just flop about. Uh-huh. It's really cute. And he's really friendly with people. And he's been friendly with other dogs as well. So I think Panda, it would be a great addition to most homes. He is a bigger dog. He is a little thick as well. He's about 60 pounds. So definitely if you have, you know, a bigger home, I think, or, you know, at least a yard, he would definitely benefit from that.
He's muscular and,
he is.
And solid and obviously friendly.
Very friendly.
And he, does he get along with other dogs?
Yeah, he's been really good with other dogs. And he's one that's kind of special because when he's at the shelter in his kennel, he's very polite. So he's not, even though he's very talkative in here, when he's in his kennel, he's very quiet.
Okay, so with that in mind, the he's been there 140 days?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, and he's, but he's still outgoing and obviously happy to be out, and he's talkative, and he's cute. He looks like a panda, like one of those, you know, the Chinese panda. So if you're looking, now, is there any special deal on Panda?
Yeah, so actually his adoption fee has been fully sponsored. So $0 to adopt Panda. You'd only have to pay a license if that's applicable to you.
Okay. All right. Well, what else is going on out there?
So we are always looking for fosters. So if you're not in the position to be able to adopt Panda, but maybe you could help out temporarily, fostering is a great option. If you want to sign up to foster, you can go to havenhumane.org. And fill out the application. It's really great. We do provide all the supplies you would need. Whether you're fostering, you know, a dog or kittens, we will provide all the medical care, all the supplies you may need, and any resources as well. So a really good way to help out an animal if you're not able to adopt.
There you go. So Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up next month?
Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up on October 4th.
And if you don't have reservations, you may want to go to havenhumane.org and get yourself reservations because it'll be sold out. I'm surprised it hasn't been sold out already.
That's right. And if you have any questions, you can call Annie, our development director, at 530-241-5262.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it for now.
Okay, well, gosh, we sure got started early on that. Okay, so it's Panda. He's 4. His adoption fee has been paid. He is cuter than, I mean, when I say cute, I should say, his markings are very, very distinctive. And he looks, yeah. he looks like a panda. And he's kind of like built like a little bit like a panda.
Yeah.
And he's been at Haven for over 100 days. But yet he is still outgoing and happy and all this. And he'd make a great dog. And because he's a little bit older, he's not going to do all the weird puppy things.
Exactly.
And he likes playing with toys and he, gets along with other dogs. So it's worth a trip. See Panda, and we'll put a photo of him on Facebook, on our website, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Keep a lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebott. Hey, just as a reminder to everybody, we are working on our AM tower. And so it may be times that we go down because we have to turn it off while we're working on things so my people just don't get shocked all the way across the parking lot. So just be aware of that. We're working with another station that's on that tower, and we're doing a lot of maintenance on it right now. So just if it, we're going to be going off and on probably for the next few days and half for the last couple of days while they're working on it. So just to let you know, and we'll put that, I guess I can also put that notice in our Facebook page so people will know. Now, you can still listen to us at 96.5 FM and online as we stream at KCNR1460.com. So you still got two different ways to listen to us. Okay, today is the 5th of September, and my guest is Joe Comente.
Hi, Carl. It's been a while since I've been here.
Yeah, I can't. It has been a while. You keep yourself busy.
Absolutely.
Look how suntanned you are. Where you been?
I swim in an outdoor pool at the Y.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's as exotic as I get.
Oh my gosh, you must stay in that pool a lot. Or do you swim a lap, get out, and you know? Tan for 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm in for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Ooh.
I'm not breaking any records or anything. I swim.
Is that continuous swimming?
No, I'll do like 6 laps. I'll stop and rest. I'll do 4 laps. I'll stop and rest.
Okay. Well, that's still great. Swimming is great. You know, as we get a little bit older, it's a lot easier on our bodies.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So there's a couple reasons that you know, we talked about having you on. And one is the Builders Exchange is having a big event here.
Yeah, this is for the trade school.
The trade school.
Yeah, during my tenure there, we actually separated out the Builders Exchange and the trade school. We formed an actual 501c3 for the trade school. The Builders Exchange had been doing trade training for a long time. We just separated so that ultimately if the organization wanted to go on its own, it could. And that donations could be made directly to the organization because it was a 501c3.
Well, let's kind of start from the beginning here. What exactly is the Builders Exchange for people that don't know?
It's a lot like the NFL in that it's a 501c6. It's a league, a group of local builders and businesses here in Shasta County that get together for various benefits. Probably the primary one is access to plans. So they'll get first information about any projects that are happening in the area. Actually, probably anywhere in the state because it's connected to multiple other plan rooms across the state. So it's really about training and service to builders and business people.
Okay. So it's they're already contractors, they're already in the business,
yes.
And this gives them a kind of a you know an ability to see what's happening, so
correct.
They can take a look at maybe bidding
correct.
On these.
Correct.
And this is state. This is all you know. This is state construction and feds too.
Yeah, well, if it's
everything.
It's normally it could be anywhere, but normally in the state because we're aligned with other builders exchanges.
Turn him down just a little bit.
Everybody's telling me to turn it down just a little bit.
No, just, only because you're coming across kind of Anyway, okay, continue on.
So it's really about networking and about having access to the jobs that are happening in and around the area and across the state.
Uh-huh.
And it's also an awareness, a branding aspect, so that people understand the importance of the trades. Because as
you, oh my gosh,
yeah, you and I both know for several decades we've just absolutely ignored the trades.
We did, and you know what? And we're paying for it now. And I don't know if we'll catch up here in the next couple decades.
We are really hoping to do everything we can to get young people back interested. And the first thing, this is my editorial, but you know me well enough to know I editorialize. We stigmatized in going into the trades.
Yeah.
If you didn't go to college, you were like, man, so McDonald's is not hiring.
Knuckle dried. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just so wrong when you think about everything we do requires some kind of trade expertise. Where we live, the buildings we work in. You were talking about your tower.
Our tower.
Takes electricians who know how to do that.
Well, if I didn't have Pat Karch out there who was the, custodian, well, it's not custodian, but the guy that ran all of the, School of Arts, all of their everything that made the School of Arts, Reading School of Arts run.
Right.
He was in charge of that for the county.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if I didn't have him, Jim Bremer, and several others.
Yeah. No, it's so imperative, and we're seeing it even more now because AI is becoming so prevalent, but AI, at least to date, hasn't the ability to build the buildings. It can run the robotics, and that's just a shift because you're still going to need
people. It can't unplug your pipes.
Right, right. I mean,
AI didn't do that.
There's so much that needs to get done, and there really has to be, for want of a better phrase, an awakening about the importance of these jobs and the amount of money these young people can make and the stability that they can have.
Well, let me tell you how the Bott family is doing their part here. My grandson, Michael, promised his parents he'd go to school for a year, university, New Mexico State. Did it for a year, got good grades. And said, okay, there's your year. And now he's going back to an adjunct campus there at New Mexico State and going through 2 years of HVAC school because that's what he wants to do.
Excellent.
And my granddaughter's significant other is getting his final certification to be a master diesel mechanic while she's getting her master's in forensic psychology, which means that he can support them. If it goes that far.
Yeah.
And we have, and our trades are so important. And now with, and they're making very, very good money.
Yes.
And as you know, out at Shasta College, the trade school up there, their hardest part is not getting their students poached from local contractors.
And that, as much of a drag as that may be for the school, it's really good for the student because his or her skills are now marketable and of value. And that's what they need to experience.
Yeah.
So they can overcome that, well, I didn't go to college. Well, so what? One of the, Donna Jamian, who's a very close friend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He is one of the smartest people I know in terms of construction and engineering. And he's obviously pioneering 3D printing. And I've listened to him. He's a very polite man, so he would never put anyone down. But I've listened to him school young engineers.
Mm-hmm. Now,
the guy never went to college, but he's absolutely brilliant because he learned his craft and he learned it really well.
Those on here. Are you hearing what I'm hearing here? Okay, keep going. It could just because you project your voice, and I just don't want it to be like running too hot out there when it's going out.
I raised four boys.
So. I know. No, keep going.
I could.
So anyway, because Donna Jamian, who I've met, he is.
Yeah.
What he forward looking.
He's a brilliant entrepreneur, which is a whole nother dynamic that bring success to our communities because, as an entrepreneur, we're really the backbone of any community is the entrepreneurial people.
People that have gone out and stepped into traffic.
Exactly.
As we say.
Yeah.
To start a business.
What it's like to have to dodge the traffic. So that's really the mentality we need to bring back, that you can be very successful, that whether you went to college or not doesn't matter. Find your passion and focus on that, develop the skills and talents necessary to be successful and begin your career path or continue your career path.
And it's, you know, and it's, it doesn't, there's no guarantee that it's easy, of course, but when you get into the trades, but, you know, when they're taking classes and business classes, one of our most successful plumbing businesses here in town, had him on the show, started in the Navy, learned to be a plumber in the Navy. And then he said, I went to work for like four or five different people over the years because I wanted to learn what they were doing, how they were doing it. In some place I'd stay for two or three years. Others I'd stay for 6 months.
Right.
And now he's got six trucks here in town. Yep. And, he's always looking for somebody that they can train to come in there. And his people make great money.
They do. And they have a skill that they can carry their entire lives.
Their entire lives.
Even if you reach a certain age where you don't want to do some of the heavier work.
Yeah.
You can go part-time. You can run a business and manage from an office. And you can be doing electrical work, you know, in your 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
It's always a skill that doesn't diminish. And that's really the emphasis that young people of all ages, need to understand. Because when you look at our county, I did some, I call it Joe math. I looked at the number of people that go to high school, how many of them graduate, how many of them drop out in any year.
Right.
And then I looked at the number of veterans who come back into our community between the ages of like 22 and 44 that may not have a career path. So at any given time in Shasta County, we have about between 1,600 and 1,700 people who could learn a trade and be very gainfully employed for the rest of their lives. It's just a matter of steering them in that direction. So one of the things the trade school is doing now is we're trying to get certified by the Bureau of Private Post-Secondary Education. It's a state organization, as you can imagine, in California. And that will allow the trade school to be FAFSA certified as well as VA certified.
That's important because, I mean, so when you go to the trade school, okay, I just got out. I'm kind of looking for something and, you know, I'm good with my hands and blah, blah, blah. What can I come over to the trade school? What happens?
There's several programs we have. We encourage everybody to do the core program. That's just the basic carpentry, construction, understanding what a job site's like, understanding the rhythms of a job site so you don't get lost out there. And then probably our most popular one right now is the electrical program. Part of that is because the state requires recertification, but also it's one of the cleaner industries in terms of you need to be very cerebral. You don't need to have a really strong back. And then we do carpentry, we do plumbing, and we're working on HVAC. We experience the same challenges trying to find HVAC instructors, carpentry instructors, plumbing instructors. But it's really about a call to action across our community. Like, let's all come together and let's figure out how we're going to fix this problem. Let's get people employed in good jobs.
When we look at the cost of everything, everything's going up. But one of the problems is, I'll get this, you know, trying to give an estimate, and you're the expert on this, but this is what I've read, trying to give an estimate of when you can get things finished, accomplished, not having enough people.
Yeah.
It plays a big part in this.
Yes, yes. And that's part of the reason why Don shifted into 3D printing.
Yeah.
It wasn't to put people out of work. It was to give people a really good path forward because they're very well-paying jobs because you're operating a $1 million piece of equipment. And since there aren't a lot of people coming in, the people that do come in are going to get heavily rewarded because they're going to learn a skill that's going to allow them to drive their success for the rest of their working life.
Is that an age thing? I mean, running that machine. I'm just wondering because you say, you know, you could have a retired service person.
Oh, no.
45, 46. And he's running the computer, which is pouring the concrete in a very specific, very much aligned way of, you know, to make the, you know, to make the building. Is that kind of like somebody could get into that later in life? Is it heavy lifting and all that?
Typically on the crew, you'll have somebody that's operating the printer itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have somebody operating the batch plant because we batch our concrete on site.
Okay.
And then you'll have probably two or three people working the pad itself to make sure it's printing the way it should be printing. putting the bracing in. So it's really not, it's not geared toward or against any age. And it's not geared toward or against any gender. Cassie runs our printer now. She's a woman.
Is it the printer that puts the concrete out?
It, what will happen is there's software that the computer reads, and this is way more technical than I'm capable of explaining, but I'll get close. And then the printer prints, the batch plant mixes the concrete, brings it to the pump. The pump ships it over or pumps it over to the printer, and the printer prints.
Right, and it's got a long arm on it. And if you haven't seen a photo of this, you can just go to...
You can go to emergent-3d.com.
Right.
Or you can go out to Haven Humane.
Mark was just on the other day, and I didn't realize it was Don and Emergent that was doing it. And I thought, well, that's great. And I think this is the first building of this size.
Commercial size. Commercial. We did the first residences here in California. Then we did the first community. We did four homes up on St. Mark's. And we're in December, we're going to start Visions of the Cross, a 29,000 square foot rehabilitation center. The ground floor will be 3D printed. The second floor and parts of the second floor will be 3D printed. And the second floor predominantly will be conventionally built. So we are really the pioneers of this in California.
Well, we got to take a break. I want to talk a bit more of that. But one of the things I want to talk about is the event you're having, but also the book you wrote.
Okay.
Yeah, especially that. This portion of the show brought to you by another service industry here, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Just been doing this for about 30 years, and I can say is I call him the windshield whisperer, because there isn't a windshield that he can't fix been halfway destroyed, totally destroyed. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Fixed like an 8-10-inch crack on my windshield in my old Red Rover, and it was 18 years it had been on there, and you still couldn't see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff does. If you're not sure, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, car, truck, SUV, RV, and get a free inspection and analysis. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 if you have questions. He brings it into a climate-controlled area, and then he works his magic on that windshield. Nobody has ever said that Jeff Worst doesn't know what he's doing. He does it quickly. He's pleasant to work with. I can't say enough about Jeff Worst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Joe Comente.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, just to see if anybody's out there on the wait, because we're talking to Joe Comente, and I like to keep everybody roused up. I'm going to give away, how about this, $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks, just because it's Friday and I feel like it. So, give us a call, 530-605-4567, but here's the thing, you got to tell me who my guest is when you call in. $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks, 530-605-4567. And you have to tell me who my guest is, and I'll probably use his name in the next few minutes anyway. So give us a call. Here we go. All right, Joe.
Carl.
Hey, okay. So there, it's going to be Trade School's annual fundraiser September 27th.
Correct.
It's going to be out at Wind River.
Correct.
And you can, wow. You can do sponsorships. Can you do individual tickets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Individual tickets is an individual.
Get back up there in front when you put your head down.
It's $100 for an individual seat.
And okay.
You can buy sponsorships. You can buy tables.
Yeah. You can be an advertising sponsor for so much. Oh, 750 bar service sponsor, which should really appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Then you have your table sponsors. And now all this money goes back into
the trade
school.
And it's for we actually have two fundraisers going on. One is for the BPPE that I talked about to get us certified.
Yeah.
And then the other one is for general administration, curriculum development, training, and hiring and training instructors. For the daily operation. So
did you say you had scholarships out there? Not scholarships, but
we're working on that. One of the things we want to do once we become more prevalent in our fundraising is to establish a scholarship fund so that we can support people who want to get into trades, but may be restricted because of money.
All right. Did the caller know who our guest was?
Yes. Yes. We have a winner.
Okay.
Brian's coming in by 10 a.m.
That's a good idea, Brian, because we'll be out of here by 10:05. Okay. And this is going to happen September. How do people get tickets? It's going to happen September 27th.
You can go online. You can call the number. Contact Tracy or Linda at the trade school, and that number is 530-222-1917, 530-222-1917. Or you can go to the website, which I tried to make this as easy because I'm the one that actually named the school. I tried to make it as easy as possible. It's thetradeschool.org.
Okay. Yeah. Thetradeschool.org. You know, we've been talking about trades. Gosh, how many years is it now? We've been a strong advocate
without a doubt.
The trades here at KCNR because it's like the military. Not everybody is meant to go in the military. Not everybody is meant to go to college. And my grandson's the perfect example of that. You know, he was started working when he was 16 at a Jiffy Lube in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and liked it and worked his way up to manager.
Nice.
Of guys older than him by the time he was 18. And this is what he loves working with his hands. He loves seeing accomplishing things. And his mind works that way.
Yeah.
It's without people like Michael and the people going through your trade schools through Shasta College, we grind to a halt pretty quick.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And when you think of how important construction is as an economic driver in our nation, having skilled tradespeople that can do the work and do it well and make it sustainable is so important. And technology is changing the industry, which is a good thing because it attracts more young people who would rather operate a sophisticated piece of equipment via a computer than maybe carry a 3/4-inch piece of plywood up to a subfloor.
Or walking across a bridge beam like I used to with carrying the plywood.
Yeah.
And you're 60 feet up in the air. Yeah. You just hope the wind doesn't blow.
Yeah, I was the same way.
Yeah, I know. We all did. Hey, let's move on to the first reason I wanted you to come in, and it's this book you just published, and your partner.
Thank you. Bob Boyle is a psychologist. He was here in town. He's down in Chico now. And he and I first met in the late 60s when we moved here because we had kids that went to St. Joe's. It's pretty much how I established my entire network here is, you know, everybody had kids that went to St. Joe's and we all became friends.
Large families?
Yes.
All that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're Catholic, so, you know, producing a large family is really important.
And we're proud of you for that.
What our call to
do. We could use more.
Good people. We could definitely use more good people.
Talk to Debbie about that.
Yeah, well. Yep.
talk to your boys.
Yeah. And my boys are doing a good job.
I've got
four grandkids, so they're doing their part.
Don't you have four sons?
I have four sons and
only four grandkids?
And I have four grandkids.
Come on, those guys.
They're a little different, and I don't know whether Debbie and I scared them, being as prolific as we were. Like, they may want one or two kids, but they have different lives, you know. We're from a different generation. I worked, Debbie, and we made the decision early on in our relationship that she would work from home. She would, you know, she'd be a stay-at-home mom. And we adjusted our lifestyle accordingly.
Yeah.
These young people, they want to go on vacations. They want to do all the things that we just didn't do because we were raising a family.
Well, tell them how important it is to replace themselves. So that means two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've raised kids. You know, you can talk to them.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe they'll listen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the worst person because we had one and that was it. But she's had two. Yeah. And both kids want to have kids and grandkids, so that's cool. Okay, so tell us about the book.
Dr. Bob Boyle and I met in the late 90s. And at the time I was working for KMS here in town. And I was handling all the sales and management training across North America. Bob's a psychologist. There is a psychology to selling.
Oh, yeah.
There's an aspect to that. So I reached out to Bob. Bob wrote some programs for us, like, you know, how to listen so others will talk, how to goal set, how to do those types of things from a psychological perspective. And he and I started touring the country and doing pretty well at it. So at one point in time, we decided.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it through KMS.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was. Before me.
Yeah, that was before you. They left here in 2005.
Yeah.
So one day we decided that maybe we should start writing a book because, you know, you on your show you tell stories all the time because that's what people really want to hear. They want to hear stories. They don't necessarily want to be lectured at. They want to hear stories. So we decided that we would start writing stories about our lives. We weren't really sure what direction it would go in. Is it going to be spiritual? What's it? Is it going to be leadership oriented? So this is like 20 plus years ago. So about a year ago, we finally landed on what we wanted to be. We'd compiled the stories, but we finally landed on where we wanted to be.
Okay. Now we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about where you landed.
Okay.
When we get back.
Perfect.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. And, you know, this is from Judy Maxwell, and Judy Maxwell is, besides just being a quality person, has been helping people since she opened up her business in 1993. Things are just like chaotic out there in the stock market and the insurance industry, and perhaps maybe you'd like to have somebody take a look at your portfolio or your insurance programs, whatever you have there. And if you give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, make an appointment. They'll bring you in with their experts for a free review and evaluation of what you have now, and maybe some suggestions to help that. But Judy Maxwell is located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and we've done business with Judy for years in our insurance, and we're real happy there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168. Or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
Okay. It's from The Night of the Roxbury. If you were seeing me in the studio, you'd understand it was from Night of the Roxbury.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. You know what? It's a horrible movie.
It's stupid at its best.
At its best, it's stupid. Do you remember the part where she goes, I can't? And that means, it makes, and people are going, what's that mean? Well, it won't mean a thing unless you've seen Night at the Roxbury. Yeah, yeah. 7:49 in the morning here on the 5th of September, and I am here with Joe Comente, a longtime friend. And he is talking about the fundraiser that's going to be September 27th for the trade school. It's going to be out at Wind River. You can get your tickets through thetradeschool.org or give them a call at 530-222-1917. It's there to raise money for the school itself and the curriculum. And also they are putting in for being able to be a part of, what is the name of that?
It's BPPE, which is Bureau for Private Post-Secondary Education. Through the state, it will allow us to accept FAFSA, and it will allow us to, more importantly, or as importantly at least, VA benefits.
VA benefits. So you can go to, you can get out of the service and use your VA benefits to learn a trade.
Correct.
Here. Okay. And now we're talking, though, about his book, which is named?
Tie Hut Tuesdays.
Tie Hut Tuesday. Started 20 years ago.
Yeah, thereabouts. Thereabouts.
But just finally, you put it all together.
About 8 months ago.
Okay. And it's stories.
Yes.
It's about
our lives.
About your lives, but it's also about life.
Yes. I would imagine. It's about our experiences. And so where we ended up landing on it was, and the phrase we use, it's a cross between Chicken Soup for Your Soul, or it's where Chicken Soup for Your Soul meets Nate Bargatze. And if you're not familiar with Nate Bargatze, he is a hysterical comic out of Nashville, Tennessee. And I encourage everybody, and I don't get reimbursed for this, but look, I encourage everybody to go to Netflix and watch his series. It's very clean humor. It's about being married. It's about raising
kids. What's his name?
Nate Bargatze.
Oh, Nate Bargatze. Okay.
Yeah. It's hysterical. So anyway, that's kind of where we landed.
And there are hysterical moments in marriages.
Yes, yep. No, and he talks about them. Uh-huh. And that's part of what we do. So really the major motivation for coming up with this was, you know, my oldest son has two kids now, and he called me one time, as he does to, you know, talk dad to dad.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, he thinks he's losing his mind, as every parent, especially a young parent, goes through this phase. And I said, no, son, you're not losing your mind. You're just married, working and raising kids. There's a chaos and an insanity that just goes with that. So that's really how we gear the stories. They're short stories that maybe a page and a half or 2 pages long. And some of them are informational. Some of them we hope are inspirational. And some of them, as I like to call it, just downright stupid things we did that everybody can relate to. So, and the reason we've come up with the name is there's a group of us, and you can appreciate this because we're in the same age group. You get to a point in your life where you just meet with your friends, and they're all ages. But maybe you'll go get coffee, you'll go get breakfast, you'll go get lunch. Well, we used to go get lunch at Thai Hut on Hartnell.
Yeah.
And we would, and the ages.
The Thai Hut, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we just started sharing our stories, and I'm the oldest, 71, and then we go all the way down to guys in their 30s and 50s and so on. So that's why we decided on Thai Hut Tuesdays. It's not a cookbook, which, you know, people ask me often.
Until you reminded me, Thai Hut, I was thinking, how did they get that name? And then, of course, it just all makes sense.
Yeah, and it's a great restaurant. Again, I don't get paid for this either. But it is a great family-owned. Yeah. The food's spectacular. It is one of those local places that if you haven't been to, you really should go to.
Well, and, you know, just like all of our, you know, again, Linda, you know, we were talking to Jason and Mindy Odell. Of course, Odell's Barbecue. He's one of the dancers. And we were talking during the break how every Friday, because life had been chaotic, as when you have children and a business and you're working and all this, and they made a Friday, every Friday, their date night. Well, Linda and I have tried that for going on 18 years now, having a regularly scheduled date night. And it lasts for a week.
Yeah.
But it inspires us again to go, you know, we need to have that date night, and we need to go to places, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You go bowling, you go, you know, go to the movies, but different places that we have not eaten at.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's always new restaurants opening up.
Yeah. And that is such a healthy thing. And we've always tried to do that, but like you guys, we're both still very busy.
Yeah.
So, you know, your schedule just becomes your schedule, but we do try to take some time. And I'm a big believer in, you know, I'll always, I'll try as hard as I can to go to local businesses.
Yes.
Because I just want to support, even if it's a little more expensive. I'm not saying they are. But to me, be able to put that money back into our community and to support these people who have put their lives into their what they do is just a – it makes me feel good. And, you know, I try to make it all about me.
Well, you know, like we'll go down to a feed store, local feed store, tax store, feed store. And you can buy the same thing, probably a couple – I know for sure a couple of dollars, even $3 or $4 cheaper at, Orchard Supply and all these other places. However, those people know me when I walk in. And, I get the veterans discount and I can pick up the same stuff. And you know what? We're all out there. All us business owners are out there in the street.
Right.
And we've got to be able to help each other get across that street.
Amen. And that is exactly the mentality that makes a community successful.
Yeah, and this is the kind of things. I can't wait to read your Thai Hut Tuesday.
Well, here is your signed copy.
Oh.
The other, I didn't have Bob's signature because he's down in Chico. But I think you'll find some entertaining stories in there. Now, nobody's running through the streets of Fallujah, so I don't have any of that stuff in there.
That's okay. I don't even like to think about that.
That's your word.
Just looking at some of the chapter headings, the present is a present. That's cool. Yeah, you know what? Thanks so much for this, Joe. And I am a reader, and I've usually got two books and Kindle going. Somebody handed me a book the other day that I'm local author. I'm having a real problem with that one.
Yeah,
it's probably because it's too. You have to remember a lot of characters in it.
Right.
See, books like this, with 30 years of friendship, family, and life lessons.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing. And if you just pick up one, if you get one nugget out of there. Josh Barker the other day was on. Of course, the Marine Corps ball is going to be on the 10th. And he was on talking about because Josh was a Marine. And he said something when he was our guest speaker. Said, you can't herd cats, but you sure can't control where their food is.
Amen.
Wow. Yeah. You talk about a deep, that's a pretty deep philosophical statement right there, and it's absolutely true. That's
very true.
Yeah. So, if you can pick up things, and I'm sure this book is full of probably 30 good things to use.
We, at the end of each chapter, it's lesson learned. So we just tell you the lesson we learned on it.
Well, I will. Since Linda's out of town, I can tell where this is going to happen.
Yeah, and then it's a very quick read by design. And then we're going on we actually started a podcast, and I'll be going down to Chico next Friday to Bob's office where we'll launch our first one.
Whoa.
And we're excited about it. I mean, we're at that age where now it's about doing things that just make you feel good. I don't really have a lot of hobbies. I've always worked and enjoyed it. I've been blessed to do jobs I really like.
Yeah.
So this is kind of my hobby. I write a little. Lord knows, as you well know, I like to talk. So it all seemed to work for me. So we're excited about it. It's kind of fun for old guys.
So he lives in Chico.
He lives in Chico now because he moved closer to his two of his kids are down there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great. We're here with Joe Comente. Two things. His new book called Thai Hut Tuesdays. And where can you get this?
On Amazon.
You can go get it on Amazon. It's one of those that's not going to overwhelm you with numbers and all that kind of stuff. But what it is just life's comments. And just reading through, quickly through one of the chapters, I'm thinking, wow, you can get a lot of good information there. And then, of course, the Trade School's fundraiser on September 27th at Wind River. Get your tickets at thetradeschool.org. See, I remembered that.
Yeah, no,
so that was a good deal.
That's why I did it, because I knew I would remember.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to run, see a sequel coming up?
We were talking about it, because, there's no end to the stories that come into your life.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So.
You think about things that have happened, in your life, and where something that happened 30, 40 years ago is now plays a significant part.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about your kids. I'm talking about, that you can use it this much later.
Yeah. It's life experiences that you just kind of motor through when you're young.
Yeah.
And then as you get to the reflective, I call the reflective period of our lives,
yeah,
you look back and you realize the significance, whether it was good or bad in terms of the event itself, the experience itself. There's so much you can learn from that, and you do. And yeah, that's kind of what makes the journey the journey. It's yeah, really supposed yeah to be just a series of events and experiences and episodes, chapters, whatever you want to call it.
It's not the destination. It's the journey.
Yeah, it's,
and,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's kind of trite, but it's true.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Most of
Joe,
the,
thank you so yeah much for being with
thank
us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we need to have, you know.
It's nice to see you.
Well, it's nice seeing you. We need to have you back on more.
Yeah.
You know, with all the things that are going on here in your commentary.
Thank you. I appreciate okay that. And I appreciate you very much. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. Congressman Doug LaMalfa may join us after the 8 o'clock break, but he's out in Wyoming on a natural resources field tour, and they're not sure about how good his cell service is, so we'll find out. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from Town Hall, I'm Rex Thomason. The red-hot job market continues to cool. America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month, but President Trump predicts the market will take off in the coming months, thanks in part to the tech sector, data centers and such.
The real numbers that I'm talking about are going to be whatever it is, but will be in a year from now when these monstrous, huge, beautiful places, the palaces of genius, and when they start opening up, you're seeing, I think you'll see job numbers that are going to be absolutely incredible. Right now it's a lot of construction numbers, but you're going to see job numbers like our country has never seen before.
Speculation the surprisingly weak jobs report will convince the Fed to cut its key interest rate. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for a fast, definitive ruling on tariffs.
In Supreme Court filings this week, the administration used stark language as it asked justices to intervene and reverse an appeals court ruling that found most of the president's import taxes are an illegal use of an emergency powers law. It warned the high court that if the president loses tariff authority, it would thrust America to the brink of economic catastrophe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A name change for the Department of Defense. President Trump to sign an executive order renaming the agency the Department of War, its pre-1949 handle.
The term Department of Defense kind of signaled that the entire department was more focused on defense. And President Trump, he's a big fan of history. And in his view, under the Department of War, the U.S. was a participant in many successful wars, namely World War I, World War II.
The BBC's Varun Devarshman in Washington. On Wall Street, stocks deep in the red now. The Dow is down 348 points, while the Nasdaq Composite Index is off 150, and the S&P trading 50 points lower for a loss of almost 1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to let the president fire a member of the Federal Trade Commission.
This marks the latest in a string of emergency petitions over the president's removal power. President Trump first moved to fire FTC member Rebecca Slaughter in the spring. However, lower courts ordered Slaughter reinstated. Why? Because the law only allows the removal of commissioners for problems like misconduct or neglect of duty.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Portuguese officials sifting through the wreckage of a streetcar in downtown Lisbon, trying to determine why the popular tourist attraction derailed during the busy summer season. The midweek crash in Portugal's capital city killed 16 people and injured 21, five of them seriously injured. Prime Minister Luis Montenegro calls the derailment one of the biggest tragedies of our recent past, and Lisbon's mayor says the city needs answers. News and analysis, townhall.com. A woman forever linked to a dark day in American history has died.
Her name was Ruth Payne, a kind young woman who briefly allowed Lee Harvey Oswald and his family to stay in her home in the Dallas suburb of Irving in late 1963. On the morning of November 22nd, totally unbeknownst to Payne, Oswald retrieved the rifle and ammo he'd been hiding in her garage, and you know what happened a few hours later in downtown Dallas. Meanwhile, Ruth Payne died this week in a senior living facility in Santa Rosa, California. She was 92. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has hosted tech executives at the White House, shining a spotlight on AI research and investments. First Lady Melania Trump chairs a new White House AI Education Task Force. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment in Reno. And today, the 5th of September, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And on the line is Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red this morning after the Friday jobs report confirms a slowdown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 332 points at 45,292. The S&P 500 is off 48 points at 6,455. And the NASDAQ is down 132 at 21,575. The actively traded stocks this morning, Open Technologies up 25 cents, trading at $6.21, NVIDIA down $6.94 at $164.73, Tesla up $8.02, trading at $346.41, and Broadcom up $28 a share at $333.77. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 4.08%. Commodities are higher this morning, up gold is up $42 an ounce at $3,585, silver up 29 cents, at $40 even. Crude oil is down $1.49 at $62 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Wow, Susan. Have a nice weekend.
It's been a long, short week, but we'll see. Everyone have a great weekend. And don't forget the Powerball. My brother told me about that.
Oh,
lots of money out there.
$1.7 billion. And I just want you to know that when we win this, you're going to be a happy person.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Gosh. My brother's birthday was the other day, so I'm going to get that present. Tickets.
Get him tickets.
But he has to share with me.
Yes, he has to share.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks, bye-bye. Susan. Okay. Hey, welcome to the show. And Alex, our new producer, is running it already. Wow.
Good morning. Yes. I'm
scary.
Here.
A little scary, huh?
It's National Be Late for Something Day. Did you know that?
Yes, you told me that in the first hour.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Well, I'm good at that. So, hey, the weather is really dramatically changing here. Today, it's going to be about 91, which is, it's 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. Tomorrow, 88. Sunday, 85. Monday, 81 with a chance of showers. Monday night, a chance of showers. Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 77. Lows at night, low 60s and high 50s. Wednesday, a chance of showers with a partly sunny with a high near 79. And Thursday, mostly sunny, but maybe a chance of showers with a high near 82. So, the weather has changed dramatically here over this next week. And the weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. Been in the business 30 years. The third generation of the Kinney family is working there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They provide outstanding service to all of their customers. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And Congressman LaMalfa, it was to be our guest, and he's in Wyoming on a natural resources survey, and they thought they were going to be in places where they have cell service. Well, maybe not. So, but my guest is, grab that. You didn't know you were going to be a guest, did you, Brian?
No, I didn't.
Okay, turn on his mic. This is Brian Collier. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And the only reason I'm having him on is because he came in, he won 20 Black Bear Diner bucks, and which I haven't drug out yet, so you're going to have to hang around anyway. You had an experience the other day I talked about on the air. I didn't mention your name, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're out walking your dog, your 17-year-old dog.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Tell us what happened.
There was a rattlesnake about a foot and a half, 2 feet away. I grabbed the
And bat. You just didn't notice it until you just looked down.
Right on top of it.
And was it coiled or was it stretched?
No, it's not kind stretched of. Out, but it was kind of curved, but
okay.
Not coiled.
Right, okay.
And I grabbed the back of my dog and jerked her. She turned around and bit me.
After 17 years.
Yeah.
Has she ever bit you before?
Never.
Never. Okay.
Just scared her to death.
Scared her to death. So
and then the snake came up and bit me.
And then the snake struck you.
But it didn't release the venom.
But you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. So I drove 90 miles an hour down Highway 44 to Shasta Regional, and Dr. Livingston there did wonders. I mean, I stayed in there for many, many hours.
Can they... How do they tell if you've been if the venom's in you?
They do a blood test.
Oh, okay.
Multiple blood tests. PTT, I think it's called.
Okay. And they can tell if there's venom in your
before
they give you the antivenom.
Your blood won't coagulate.
Oh, yeah. So, and then if you had released or the snake had released,
I'd be in ICU right now.
Oh. I thought they could give you like antivenom.
They can.
Okay.
But when you're old,
if
it
that's
takes
the
longer.
Congressman, let me know. Okay. Anyway, I'm so glad that it ended up okay. I mean, I'm sorry about the dog bite.
It worked out.
And so, but I'm really glad the snake, see, a lot of people don't realize a snake can or may not release venom, depending on its age.
Right.
If it's a small snake, they don't have much of a choice. I mean, they just turn it all loose. But older snakes can release X amount of venom, including none.
Exactly.
So maybe you need just a warning shot.
Scared me to death. So I'm heading over to get the stitches out today.
Is it Congressman LaMalfa on the line? Okay. Thanks a lot, Brian,
you.
For your story.
Thank
and,
you.
And hang on just to the break, and I will get you your Black Bear Diner Bucks. Yeah. Congressman LaMalfa, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, that's a good signal. We thought, you know, you're out in the middle of Wyoming or someplace.
Yeah, they have a bunch of Wi-Fis and things here at the park here. So you have to fill in the blanks there. We're on a Natural Resources Committee field hearing in the Grand Teton National Park here in Wyoming. So this is a part of a hearing process on the reauthorization of the Great America Outdoors Act, which expires at the end of the month. It's been in place for 5 years, and so we need to have hearings on that. I always thought, why don't we have one out where the park is, right? Or at least one of them. And
that's a beautiful
make it a
park.
More accessible. Yeah, standing by Jenny's Lake right now, and the Wi-Fi is wall to wall, and the scenery is amazing. And so we're able to do this call for a little bit today. So
okay,
how things on your end?
Oh, considering what the state of California is doing to us. I need to take, got started a little bit late here. I need to take an early break just for 2 minutes, and then I would really, really want to hear your thoughts on this redistricting fiasco.
Be glad to tell you.
2 minutes, guys, and we'll be right back.
The Bowery got his bumps. talker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks are...
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in Reno, and we're on the phone with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who's in Wyoming. So, when we left, Congressman, we have not had a chance to talk since this redistribution of votes started, the redistricting. Tell us how you feel about this, I've read what you've said, but let the people know.
Yeah. Well, it's a dirty deal then. The voters of California have affirmed, actually on three occasions, that they want the mapping to be done by independent hands, not the grubby hands of legislators, you know, taking an eraser and ink in their hands and drawing the lines.
Any legislators. There was no, they just said any, not specifically, but just any legislators.
Yeah. So, because I remember the 2001 round there, which that was before I was even in office, and I observed how that went. That was pretty dirty. They called that one back then in California the Incumbent Protection Act, making sure to draw the lines, they shored them up to be... just safer for more and more, to not have to worry about an election, right? So, and that was both sides are doing that. You remember our, Assemblyman Dickerson, right? Well,
oh, yeah.
He made a particular vote that, they weren't happy with in Sacramento, and, they redrew the lines so that they could have a strong primary against him and take him out. And so that, you know, however you feel about the vote or this or that, I just thought that was a prime example of Republicans and Democrats doing something to just play get-evenism on that. And so I've always supported the idea of taking it out because it just gets dirty and dirty. I think it's more brazen these days than ever that they would draw it for themselves. So now what we're seeing in California, you have a constitutional... It's enshrouded in the Constitution, the way that these are to be done, with three different initiatives that were voted on. And now they want to temporarily, they say, set them aside for the next three elections because it's an emergency. You know, it's an emergency. We have to save democracy from Trump. That is the only argument the Democrats have. The districts aren't broken. The maps aren't broken. They don't have fresh census data, so usually the maps are redrawn solely because the census and shifting populations, the reason for it is to keep districts equal in size. You know, I mean, when you see dramatic growth like you had years ago, let's say in that Placer County area where the massive amounts of housing got built in that Lincoln and Rockland area and stuff, they were overloaded by, I think, about 300,000 in that county. other counties were lighter, where people were moving out, you know, things like that. So you have to reapportion, is what it's called, when you remap it, and make sure they're even so people are represented equally by their legislators at any level. So that's what it's for. It's not for political gains. Of course, that's a little naive to say, because gerrymandering's been around as long as there's been district maps, I suppose, right?
Oh, yeah, it goes back to the 1800s, early 1800s.
Yeah. But here, in this case here in California, they are trampling the Constitution and the people's voice on this by placing Prop 50 on the ballot, and they have deceptive language on there that says basically Prop 50 affirms the independent commission. It's like saying, yeah, this is, they're implying this creates or strengthens the independent commission and the maps that were drawn by that. No, it bypasses that. It sidesteps the work that was done independently. And so it's some really dirty dealing. Now, some of your listeners say, well, Texas did it. Well, it's a different process in Texas. Their legislature can do that. They don't have a constitutional limit from doing so. And there's some complicated aspects that are coming forward on that, where Supreme Court rulings on how district lines have to be drawn under what's the Voting Rights Act. For racial purposes, there's some of the lines that were drawn in Texas to ensure a outcome of a particular race or ethnicity are actually ruled unconstitutional. So that is, if that's a fig leaf or whatever that they're using to redraw lines. Now, I don't buy any of it, Carl. I think we should leave the lines alone until the next census, because you're not going to have accurate census information to pivot off of to update the lines.
Well, I saw that
moving out of California. Go ahead.
No, I saw that you said you didn't agree with the Texas one either, and
But it goes back one farther than Texas even.
Uh-huh.
State of New York, in the last election, the Supreme Court initially had ruled against requiring new lines to be drawn for, you know, whatever the reason it was. They actually hounded one of the Supreme Court members off the court there by harassing this person personally and such. That person resigned, and it was able to appoint a new Supreme Court member in the state of New York, and that was what flipped it. And so they then were able, by a majority in New York, to rule to redraw the lines in New York. So that ended up costing two Republicans, as I recall. Strictly on partisan purpose there. So it shouldn't matter, you know, what party it is, but that's what happened there. So, and North Carolina, there's been lawsuits several times to redraw the lines based on a Voting Rights Act racial outcome too. And so you just have a mess, because people, you know, in a way, it's the politicians picking their voters instead of vice versa, the voters picking who they want representing. And it's the topsy-turviness of, well, what district do I live in now? Who's actually my representative? This district one here we are in is going to be divided according to this map, if this thing passes, amongst three members of Congress. Mike Thompson in the South, we'll get those southern ones, Yuba Sutter inclusive, I think. Huffman, who is the antithesis of what most of us think about our resource and water use in the North, will take the top counties, Shasta, Siskiyou, and Modoc. We'll be shifted over into the same district. Get this, Carl. Maybe you've seen the map.
Oh, I've seen the map. We've talked. It looks like Modoc, a rat. It looks like a rat, Congressman.
Well,
we've got the rat, and the tail goes down to into San Francisco Bay.
It's a big L shape that goes from Alturas to Sausalito. So people up in Alturas and Cedarville are going to be linked in with the north half of the Golden Gate Bridge in a giant L shape. Yes.
It's pathetic. And, you know, and the thing about it is, when I hear this, well, we're saving democracy because look what Texas is doing. I said, people, you know, take a look at the states that when they've gerrymandered it and see how it's ended. And I don't know, it's like, you've probably seen, it's like six or seven states. They've got like a, you know, 40%, you know, Republican, and got no representatives in Congress. And yet 40% vote Republican.
It's been long term. It's just maybe some states have gotten used to it, right?
Gosh.
So the more they're done by, and you know, our commission isn't perfect here. I think the others take 12 people randomly off the street and stick them in a room and let them decide the lines, because, you know, you got people angling to be on the commission. Well, why are you so motivated to be on there? Well, you know, but That said, it's the lines that were drawn last time at least weren't done to benefit a party or any individuals. Like, for example, the middle part of District 1, which includes Butte County, where I live, and Tehama and Glenn, and let's see, Lassen and Plumas, a couple others. It will stretch from Susanville to Santa Rosa. But the interesting thing about that is that in the state legislature, the Senate leader is termed out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's from over there near Santa Rosa. And so he needs a place to land. So allegedly the reporting around Sacramento is that he said, I will support the plan if you draw me a district. So District 1 has been carved up into three pieces. This guy gets the middle one, and so they drew him a 10% Democrat one to ensure a good chance at victory, as well as the other portions of the district going to Mike Thompson's district in the south and the Huffman one on the north. So it's pretty ugly stuff for us here. And then, you know, the issues we talk about all the time, they're going to be represented by Bay Area representatives, Bay Area Democrats. So do you think that you're going to be heard on storing water or having this wolf introduction up in the Northeast, have somebody that really wants to push back on that, or are they going to cater to the Bay Area environmental folks that want all this stuff to happen, to have all the water run out to the sea?
Who put millions of dollars into their campaign? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, the whole thing is, and I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat from Marin County, from Sausalito, they don't understand the concerns or what the ranchers and farmers are facing with, you know, with the, you know, water, land being taken by the, you know, by the feds. Also, of course, the wolf problem, which has just exploded in the last 4 or 5 months. So,
well, if this stands, Carl, you're going to have a guy, Huffman, representing Shasta County and Siskiyou County and Modoc, who is a driving force behind getting the dams torn out on the Klamath, and then one down called Lake Pillsbury in Mendocino County, which 600,000 people rely on for that water supply,
uh-huh.
So they can get a few miles of fish habitat. He's behind taking the ranch land away from people on the Point Reyes National Park over there on the coast there. They've just regulated and sued them to death, and they've given up practically. I think they'd still like to fight if someone had helped them. So that's the guy that's going to be repping you. And if you want to watch, just watch the first 10 minutes of the Natural Resource Committee and see how that rhetoric goes there. So the difference is real. It's obvious. And for people that, you know, even lean the Democrat direction, the change it will cause towards our lifestyle, our economy here, if that takes hold more so, forget the timber industry, forget much on the outdoors. They want roadless areas. They want more national monuments and wilderness areas where people can't access. They don't really like the type of forestry we need to be doing. They don't like mining. They want the dams torn out. They want the water all to go down through the delta to the fish and not be available for agriculture. So I don't know what they expect us to do. I think what they really want us to do is to be forced out of these rural areas and into stacked housing that's, you know, close to transit, right? So you can live in a tall building and be close to a train and go to your little McJob and have your little McCoffee all in your neighborhood, and that's it. So you're just a number to them.
That's probably everybody's concern is one that they're foisting this thing on us, overwriting the Constitution because they can, and using a specious argument to be able to, you know, how many representatives in 27 or something like that from California, or maybe more, of which only
Representatives in the House?
Yeah.
Congressmen and women?
Yeah.
52.
Right, that's what it was.
Nine.
And Republicans
52.
Are
we have nine.
Nine
now, Republicans, and we're down to four under this.
Yeah.
And
it isn't just, there's five of us that are on the target zone. There's four others that it'd be hard to target because they're, you know, they have to draw the Republicans somewhere, you know, right? So
yeah.
The Bakersfield area is one, and, you know, that eastern part, lower eastern part in the desert and stuff. So they concede four. They could actually draw a map to get rid of everything if they wanted to go extreme enough. But when you look at the ballot language, and Newsom is saying, you know, this will allow people to have their own direct vote on the maps, and this affirms democracy. We're not a democracy. And also that this map or this process upholds the districting commission. Okay, no, it sets it aside for three elections, and they say we'll let it go back to it 2032. It's a political gain for them if they can pull it off. So I hope Republicans, Independents, and even a core of Democrats will look and say, like, you know, come on, this is a bridge too far here, because I would say the same thing if I was standing in Texas. Guys, don't do this. You know,
if there's any good news out of this, Congressman, is I had a table discussion here on the show, and they were all Democrats or an independent. Mm-hmm. One independent, two Democrats, and every one of them was against this redistricting.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully yeah. that we could. I just find this whole thing, California's tough enough. And then when you start doing things like this that just override 40% of your electorate. I mean,
well, you hit on it, Carl. There's a lot of states that have 30-40%.
Yeah.
Your Republicans there.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero.
Now, you're not supposed to guarantee any party wins. You're not supposed to, in my view, guarantee that a particular person of a color or race is supposed to win a given seat. It's supposed to be kind of a blindfold deal, and people choose. You know, I mean, so Voting Rights Act has been distorted, I think. I mean, had a good place in the 60s where there was a lot of funny business with how polling places were operated and stuff. So everybody needs to have an equal chance to run. But you don't put a weight on the scales like, oh, we're going to guarantee a person of a particular race or ethnicity is going to win this district. You know, the voters will figure that out. When you see how much... This just attracts corruption. We already know about human nature, right, Carl? People,
yeah.
other than when we live in a civilized society, they tend to be envious, jealous, want to be, covet thy neighbor stuff. It's our religion, it's our civil society that makes us be better. And so that's just human nature in general. Now, add being a politician to that. You know, on the large, they are constantly seeking more power and more prestige and to elevate themselves on the average. That's why politicians have such a dirty reputation and dirty name. I try to keep myself divorced from that. I'm sure I have flaws in what I do too, but doggone it, I can't be part of a sleazy enterprise like that. So as I said a minute ago, if I was in Texas, I'd be saying, no, unless there's some legal basis that you're required to do it. You know,
yeah.
The court rules that there's something distorted on that, which I'm not fully informed. Is that really the case down there, or is that a big leak?
I don't care about
For
Texas.
Example, Ohio has a situation where they're required to, because at the five-year mark, the way it was passed 5 years ago wasn't. I don't know what I'm talking about really, but they didn't affirm the maps strongly enough in a bipartisan way or something like that, that they knew they're going to have to revisit it. So that's a constitutional thing in Ohio. So I think that's the only justification.
Hey, Congressman, I need to take a 2-minute break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by the place I'm going to try and get you into someday, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 65, never had a bad haircut there in 17, 18 years. I can make an
appointment. I'm due right now, Carl.
Well,
I'm due
let
right
me
now.
Get you in there and get you trimmed up. They do beard trims, too. You can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478, which is what I do. I roll in and get my hair cut. The great guys down there, Tim and Logan, it's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindbott. On the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And before we start, Congressman, I'm giving away, by the way, for the first caller, two tickets to the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. That's going to be this Sunday. I'm giving away two tickets for the first caller, 530-605-4567. Unless you're coming, Congressman, then I can, you know, save you a couple.
I just called in. Aren't I the first caller already? Just
kidding. Whoa, that's cold. Yeah. But that's right. Yeah, hey, I'm already on the line, guys. Anyway, give us a call at 605.
Where are they holding that bar?
Down at Lake Redding. At Lake Redding.
Is that the drive-through one or is that the sit-down one?
You can do either one. You can stay at Lake Redding and do that, or you can just drive through. It's like the world's largest drive-through for 4 hours. And they've got like
under the big bridge there and stuff. Right?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
We've discussed the reapportionment, redistricting. Anything you say, it's. To me and a lot of people I know, Democrats and Republicans, specious were against it, but you never can tell what happens.
It'll be tough. There's going to be.
It's going to be tough.
Get this, Carl. It's nearly $250 million of state taxpayer money is going to. It's going to cost to run this special election.
Yeah.
Okay.
$250 million.
Our individual counties, our 10 counties in the district, we surveyed them and what they think it's going to cost them individually to do their portion. And combined, it's just under $4 million. I forget the Shasta County number, but, divide $4 million by 10, and the average would be $400,000. So could Shasta County be doing something better with $400,000? I'll bet if you ask your supervisors and the sheriff's office and others, they'd say, yeah, we could be finding other things to do with that money. So
can we move on to something else that... It's been
your show.
Yeah,
your show.
Really? Here you go. And I'm handing out the tickets right now, Congressman. One of your, there's been this move to separate California into two states, and it was interesting to see your comment on that.
Oh, okay. Well, that was just a little gambit there. That's not serious. I mean, to me, it kind of. It kind of makes a clownery of the thing because it needs to be taken seriously when it finally does come around, And so I wasn't very happy to see that. It's just a distraction right now from the main core issue, which needs to be this Prop 50 thing.
Yeah.
And say, well, we're going to divide the state. Like, well, I love the idea that, you know, I've got the state Jefferson flag hanging in my office. Me and Newsom took a picture of it in front of it here when he was here back in March. So I kind of trapped him on that one. But anyway, so, but it needs to be, but, you know, the map I saw, our calculations on it shows that it would be a 3% new Democrat state. So we're just causing the same problems over again. If you're trying to draw a rural new state, then you don't just keep doing the same thing. So it would be dominated by Southern California because you have Riverside, San Bernardino, Imperial County are in it, and those are all upside down as far as registration. So I think a big motivation for me is that you have a new rural conservative state, not one that's dominated by a different group of people from Southern California, that politically are probably going to go the same direction. So we're going to go through all that trouble and end up with almost the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
I will tell you this about State of Jefferson. You know, people, I mean, this has been going on a long time, and people are laughing. I mean, we have a show, Jefferson State of Mind. It's been going on here, gosh, 14 years. And, you know, oh, that's ridiculous. But, then, you know, the one thing that they've said consistently is, are you being represented in our state, you know, down in Sacramento? Now with this redistricting, are you being represented anywhere?
Exactly.
And there's a lot.
Well, I have to bristle a little bit, Carl, at that question. Like, yes, you're being represented. You got me, man.
Well, no, I meant so, if it's redistricted, then it would be, are you being represented anywhere?
You got Bay Area ones that, A, probably aren't going to travel to this part of the district very often.
Yeah.
And their views, I mean, if you just look how the votes turn out. People up here vote 60-65% in favor of conservative-type views and values, okay? Pretty consistently. So you would not get that drawn into that district. And the issues I talked about, they don't want to cut trees. They don't want to build water supply. They don't want to have water go for agriculture. They don't want to have the Endangered Species Act reviewed so that the wolves, which should be removed from that list, wouldn't be, you know, untouchable and so protected that they can just munch on everybody's livestock and stuff. So you will not have that representation. So, yes, in that sense, it's going to be completely opposite of what the people in rural Northern California are used to or think that they have at least a voice that's speaking as a counterbalance for them. I'm a counterbalance, okay? Our state legislators in Sacramento are a counterbalance towards what the rest of Sacramento is doing, all right? Are we sometimes, you know, kind of lonely out in the woods? Yes. But you're at least you are being represented by people that, because of your votes, are, you know, putting in place 60-65% vote that are representing your values. And you will not be, because you'll be dominated by Santa Rosa, Sausalito, Eureka, not Wairika. All those places that really live an opposite lifestyle instead of values in a lot of cases. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying there's not good people. There's a lot of fine people in those areas, you know, but the percentages are what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you'll be dominated by the same stuff that's digging the hole that we're in California. They're going to keep digging that hole. Go ahead.
And, well, it's no matter how good. You know, Heather Hadwick, Megan Daly, great people. No matter how good you are. And you know this when you were down there. No matter how good you are. When they've got the overwhelming majority, I mean, you can send your stock dog in and let him bark on votes because they don't listen. One thing we have, though, is they
maybe let him bite. We'll let him bite, though.
Yeah. But the one thing we had with you up here is we've got a voice that can, you know, can add some gravitas to these craziness like the high-speed rail, 27 billion dollars going to for homeless programs, and they don't even know which worked, you know, it just goes on and on and on. At least at the federal level, we've got somebody that will look out for farmers and ranchers, and how about,
and you know, Carl,
clearing up the forest,
because they've been around a while. We're finally in the groove. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this might sound like a self-serving political statement or whatever for incumbency, but it takes a while to get in that groove back there. With, you know, there's 435 members in the House. And, you know, I don't know if I really care to become a chairman of the committee and all the stuff that requires, but I'm in a position with seniority to have a voice and be heard seriously by our leadership. And, you know, I'm standing here with our natural resources chairman right now, you know, on this trip. And we can have our stuff taken seriously. And because we also have a relationship with this White House, you know, we're getting a lot of wins on it. Yeah, a lot of people don't like Trump. Even some Republicans say, oh, he's so abrasive. Whatever. Man, he signs the stuff that we need done. He does the executive actions that we need done, okay? So if you want to just look at the bottom line, say, are you better off under this or what we would have had under Kamala Harris or what that pathetic Biden era was? You know, yeah. You got a feel for poor old Joe there, right? He didn't know what he's doing, and he was just being manipulated, and all of us were. So, you know, you do have representation that's battling for you, but, yeah, it's a 3-to-1 ratio in Sacramento. It's not, it used to be, you know, 2-to-1 was enough to pass anything. Now they got 3-to-1.
Yeah.
It's 60 to 20 in assembly, I think, or close to that. And it's about 30-to-10 in the state senate. So, you know, they can do what they want, and they can even lifeboat a few of the Democrats in both houses that might be in a tougher district that can't vote for a crazy bill, because they have plenty of others that can. So they're comfortable there. Newsom isn't scared of anything. At least as far as California politics, he could be as brazen as he wants. Now, if he thinks he's running in 2028, he's going to have to look a little bit different. And for a few weeks there, early in the year, it looked like, okay, he's trying to turn over a new leaf, and he had that podcast.
Yeah.
Bringing conservatives on and stuff. Yeah. And thought, okay, is he seeing some light? I mean, I wasn't, you know, my wife said, hey, don't be fooled, okay? I won't. You know, be careful. But the dude is a charmer, you know, and he makes you feel like, oh, yeah, we're right. Because he told me several times at our meeting, well, you know, Doug, we're aligned a lot more on these issues than you think we are. Okay, it's like, okay, well, let's make something happen. Let's help these Siskiyou ranchers get the water supply instead of having a declared emergency drought by your office for 3 years in a row when they're being washed away by flood in that area. You know, so come on, let's fix it.
Let's get
your water people to get the Sites Reservoir project approved. So we can get started. You and me, Mr. Governor, can be standing out there this October with golden shovels turning over that first spade of dirt. If you would get those guys cracking on getting the water right to sign, boom, we'd be moving. Like, well, you know, we got some stuff to do on that. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, so it's just now he's gone completely the other way. Now it's like we're doubling down. It's anti-Trump after everything. I don't know if I can even bother to call him. So it's just sad. It's pathetic. And
hey, do you have another segment left in you?
Let's see. What is it? We're going to start at 10 on our hearing here, which is what, 9 for you.
Yeah.
So I probably should give you just a couple more minutes and then.
Okay. Well, let me ask this one last question then.
Yes,
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Uh-huh. And
seriously, you're back there. You're seeing everything that's going on. What grade would you, what on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give, what was the number you would give Trump right now?
Trump, with what he does and his actions, he's doing better than Congress, you know.
So
part of that is
if 10 is perfect,
nature of how
if 10 is perfect, I mean, the best president ever, and one is Jimmy Carter, where would he fall into from what you've seen in the last 6, 7, 8 months?
Well, I think Washington was the best president ever, and Reagan is up there. Too. I think time will tell on Trump here, but the actions he's taken, I'll give him at least an 8. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know anything I'm really disappointed in. You could easily be 9.5, I suppose, but I think at least 8 is a fair baseline. And I don't, you know, he's making the right appointments. He's strong with Israel. He's strong on the border. He's strong on, you know, blowing up these boats in Venezuela. He's backing up Israel's play on, you know, the Iran deal. He's using the tariffs as a tool, as a wedge. He's getting these guys at the table. And there's a lot of controversy about tariffs, and we need to get them over with here pretty soon. But he's willing to do the things that are going to shake up the game, okay? So I might have just talked myself into a 9 here, Carl, because I don't know what's wrong with anything he's done. And I'm just, you know, when I was in the inauguration in that rotunda there, and he's talking about the stuff he's talking about, it's like I just got let out of a death camp or something like that after having, you know, lived under the Biden stuff as a legislator back there. Like, man, he's going to do all the right stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the big, beautiful bill, it ain't perfect, but there's a lot of good things in it. And that's been lost in this whole maelstrom of nonsense put up by the Democrats and the media saying, we're going to cut Medicaid, we're going to kick people off the program. There are no cuts to actual eligible recipients of Medi-Cal, okay? No one's getting cut. It was focused on the ineligible, such as illegal immigrants, which Newsom's still happy to fund at $12 billion, and people that are doubling down in two different states with the benefit, and many other things like that. So there's a lot of great stuff that came from that bill, but it just isn't getting out well. And when I tried to have five town halls, Carl, around the district in August, three out of five were ruined by people coming up and screaming, and I could hardly finish the sentence and tell them what was going on. So, you know, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Well, the people in the mountain counties, they're polite up there in Alturas and Susanville. But the ones that are within easy reach of Chico, where Chico folks came up to Red Bluff and halfway wrecked that one, and then down to the Marysville one, that was as bad as the Chico one, only smaller in scale. And just a bunch of screaming and a bunch of F-words. They're calling me a fascist, the other F-word, and all that stuff. So it's just ridiculous, and that's the kind of discourse that really isn't going to promote more discourse. So anyway, but we'll keep having it. I've always believed in the town halls. I think they're important, well, even if they end up being unproductive. So,
you're on here. You're on here once a month, and I know that it would be easy not to be. No, I'm serious about that. I mean, you're calling from Wyoming right now so that you can talk about things that are impacting on our state and our people. I mean, you don't have to do that. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time. But
that's a good thing.
Well, you know, I like to think is that sometimes, you know, people can pick gems out of this. Anyway, Congressman, I'll let you go, and thanks so much for joining us, and have a good time
out
there. All
right, sure. Yeah, you have a great weekend. We'll see you.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here, and we will be right back, and this is a regular break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Hard Bot Productions for this Battle of the Hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standard. Tickets to this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win drawing. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty's
started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well. It's Friday. It's our last segment here. Another grueling work week put into the archives. That's right. Dave. Where's Dave? Dave, come in here for a minute. Or is he in the... Where, he just leave? I lost my other producer. It takes two people to produce a show. There's so much going on. Hop on the mic there, buddy. So, why do you like being a... Or maybe you don't. Why do you like being a producer here?
I love that people...
We have to turn you on first because Alex is jealous.
I love that people are listening in and getting informed about all this great information on these shows that you offer.
It's surprising when we do our audience, seeing how many people are listening.
Yeah,
I'm surprised how many people we have that listen to the show. Not because I don't think the show is a quality show, and you know, and on a scale of 1 to 10, you want to hit tens all the time, but if you can get those eights. But we have shows that are, 12s. And we have others that are, you know, 3s. We try to have very few of those. But I'd like to think is we get a lot of information out to people. You know, some people, you know, they don't read the paper because they don't like the paper. Mm-hmm. They don't really watch commercial TV anymore. So, you know, we've got a variety of sources here in town that we use to talk about what's going on in our city. But then you get into the region and other things. And you know, some people never even knew the problems that wolves were bringing in because it's not on their horizon there. So we try to do that anyway, but we're always looking for good ideas, my friends out there. And if you go to, KCNR Facebook page or just send an email to Carlbot at KCNR1460.com with ideas for shows you'd like to hear, we'd be, you know, be happy to get your input so that we get ideas. You know, hey, you know, this is an interesting business, and we've run into several businesses lately. It's just been great having them on, new businesses. So if you've got an idea for a show or a guest for us, drop me a line, Carlbot at KCNR1460.com.
Maybe that's what I should do, Carl, is have my own show.
Maybe you should. No, you could do it. I mean, that's the other thing. If you were thinking about, hey, you know what? I could do a show. Well, drop me a line, Carlbot, at KCNR1460.com, or give us a call at the station, 530-605-456-566 or 67, and talk to me about it. And, you know, not every show makes it on, but if you've got a good idea and we can discuss it and kick it around and see, you know, how does it fit in? You know, what do you want to achieve with it and all that? I mean, we've got shows, all types of shows, from North State Heroes to the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. We just started Behind the Pink Mic with Dr. Lauren Strickland.
Great show, by the way. I listened to that the other night.
Oh, yeah. It's a great show. And we're getting another one. It's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be playing also on Tuesdays. I just got to nail down the all the particulars right now. So, anyway, my friends, this weekend it's going to be a lot nicer weekend. It looks like we could get some rain next week. So many things going on. The Cowboy Barbecue, get ready for Paisano Days. That's going to be next week. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, Champions for Children is going to go Saturday, September 6th. Down at Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 10 to 2. You know, you could go do that and then head over to the Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue over there at Lake Redding Park.
Brian Cole's got something coming up with the canine. I'm going to have to get you some info on it. I don't think you have anything on it.
Okay.
You know, they do that kids and they carry the backpacks with the officers and things, the canine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, great.
Make sure to get some info on it.
Okay. Everybody have a great weekend. It's forecast. It's going to be cooler. Get out there and you can do some things. be careful. It's still going to be 90, which is, you know, when we've been looking at 102, 105, that 90 seems a lot cooler, but it is still warm. And again, don't be leaving your dog in the back seat or your kids or grandma or anything like this, because they can still get hammered out there. I guess on the other thing, with so many things going on here in October, and November and December, you know, you've got October 18th is Dancing with the Stars. You've got I think it's October 5th is the Bark, Wine, and Brew. You've got golf tournaments going on. You've got all types of things happening. And, well, the fundraiser on September, September 27th for the trade school, all these things. So, get involved with our community. Support your local businesses. They're out there. And as we talked about earlier with Joe Comente, when you start a business, like stepping into a street with a lot of cars rolling by and getting across that street, needs help now and then. So go out and go to your local businesses. Support them when you can. Have a great weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.